From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Daniel Chan. The U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said President Barack Obama authorized the strike Saturday afternoon local time. Reporter Ayaz Gul from Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban. Soon after, reports of a strike began appearing online and in local news broadcasts in the region. The Afghan Taliban released a statement calling the reports of Mansour's death baseless. US President Barack Obama is on his way to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing US commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. During his time in Japan, the president will visit Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated at the end of World War II. Mr. Obama will also take part in the G7 summit, the last of his presidency. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea Thursday. The latest information offers no answers as to what might have happened, while search crews continued scouring the sea for further signs of the plane. In Paris, where the flight originated, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said that no theory for the cause of the crash is being ruled out. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris bearing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. An Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry official denied media reports that the recorders had been located. I'm Daniel Chen. That's the latest world news from VOA.